Well, some interesting footage on Facebook this morning from Double Island Point fishing charters. It looks like we have another sinkhole near near Rainbow Beach at Inskip Point. Now, Greg Pearce is from Double Island Point fishing charters and saw what took place and is on the line now. Greg, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mark.
What did you actually see this morning?
This morning, just when we were travelling out fishing, about 5:15, yesterday there was beach and people walking along it, and this morning there was water.
Did it come as a surprise, no doubt?
Yes and no. It's happened there before, and it's nothing unusual for the area, but yeah, it's pretty amazing to see such a large amount of sand disappear overnight.
And how big an area would you say it is?
Look, I'd say it would have been roughly 100 metres across when we were there this morning.
100 metres across, that's a fair size. Now, when you say just disappeared, so it was just normal beach yesterday, and then today, what's there?
Today, there was a big bay formed, and the sand was still eroding into it, and it was roughly 7.5 metres deep where we were sitting in the boat.
Okay, so when this happens, what's happening with the water? Is it a sort of still turbulent? Is it calm? What happens?
There was a fair bit of water movement and current, but no, that wasn't overly turbulent or anything. It was, but you could see where the current was swirling and eating away at the beach.
Does it get replaced, or is that now a permanent feature?
I'd say it'll last for a little while, but gradually the sand will return. It has happened in the area a couple of times before, and it'll return and build back up again into a beach.
Does it change the fishing around the area at all?
Look, for the time being, yeah, there's a nice deep hole there which people will fish, and there's been a lot of sand movement, so it can't hurt the fishing. The fish will naturally sort of continue to feed in the area. It won't make much difference. In a negative term, anyway.
Well, good on you, mate. Thank you for that. And you posted on your Facebook page, is that correct, so people can go and have a look at that?
Yes. Yeah, I put a little bit of footage while we're having a look at it this morning on the way out fishing.
Okay, that's Double Island Point Fishing Charters. Go to Facebook and have a look. Thanks for that, Greg, and I hope to talk again.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Greg Pearce there. Now, Colin Lawton is a senior ranger with Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service and joins me now. Colin, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Brad.
Is this technically a sinkhole, or what should we be calling it?
Yeah, no, we don't call it a sinkhole. Near shore landslip is a better term, or if you want to get very technical about it, a retrogressive bridge flow slide is what our expert tell us is happening there.
Okay, so it's something that happens, well, not regularly, but we had one a few years ago too, didn't we?
Yeah, it's fairly common occurrence up there. We had a major one 3 years ago, almost to the day, that, it causes a fair bit of trouble at the time and lost a car and a caravan and that in that one. So, we've contracted a geotechnical report in the meantime of that and sought some technical advice and, we've made some changes up there since then. We've pushed campers back, out of that high-risk zone, and that particular bit of beach is a no-driving bit of beach.
Now, is there any warning when this happens, Colin, do you know? I mean, if someone was on the beach at the time, would you have any inkling about what was going to happen?
No, I don't think you would. It's not something that happens in the blink of an eye. It, moves tons and tons of sand, but it's sort of over a few-hour period usually, and, big slabs of sand will fall off. It's quite spectacular to see one while it's happening, but it's a fairly slow process. Not a lot of risk to people as long as they're aware that it's happening at the time.
Okay, so what would the advice be to people who are, camping or near areas like this that, the potential is that there could be a slip?
Yeah, look, not a lot of risk there at the moment. Just be a bit careful around that. It all looks pretty stable at that site there this morning. We were notified and by the time we got there, it was all pretty stable and, the process had finished, basically. But there is a few trees that have come down on the edge and, be a bit of timber on the edge of that hole and that, so be a bit careful of that. But, we don't consider a lot of risk there at the moment. What happens there is there's a really deep channel comes around the corner. It's a north-facing beach to Fraser Island out through the Wide Bay Bar. Mm. That's got a really steep bank on it. And when it gets to a certain level of steepness, and it starts to cave in and it starts this process. So what happens is fairly well understood, but what triggers it to start is not really well understood.
Will it recover? Does the sand come back eventually over time?
Yeah, it usually comes back. You know, that one from a couple of years ago, you wouldn't even know where it was now. So it will come back. And, you know, the issue we have, I suppose, is, you know, there's no real rhyme or reason to where it stops and why it stops in the end. But, you know, we're relying on good advice from our technical experts to point us in the right direction for that.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, mate.
Colin Lawton there from Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service. Yeah, just one of these natural things that happen. It'd be quite scary, wouldn't it, if you're on the beach and that started to happen, even though it doesn't happen, you know, dramatically, bang, click of a finger. You'd want to be getting on your bike and getting out of there as quickly as possible.